Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. Now, South Korea played down a report that the North's leader, Kim Jong-un, was being treated after surgery. This comes as speculation mounted over his absence from a key anniversary. Pyongyang marked the birthday of its late founder, Kim's grandfather, on April the 15th, but Kim was not seen in attendance. A report triggered widespread speculation, with CNN citing a U.S. official saying that Washington was monitoring intelligence that Kim was in grave danger after a surgery. To break all of this down for us, we're joined today by Dr. Na Liang Tuang, research fellow at the Rajaratnam School of International Studies at NTU. Doctor, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on your show.
So there are media reports that Kim Jong-un underwent heart surgery earlier this month. Some U.S. media have also reported that his health may be at risk. What do we know actually so far?
We know exactly what the professionals or what the professional intelligence analysts have found out. Fundamentally, that Chairman Kim has been absent from his grandfather's birthday anniversary, but that he was last seen or last heard from 4 days before the 15th of April, which is his grandfather's anniversary. We also know that he has multiple health problems, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure being among these. I mean, he has a body, apparently he has a body mass in excess of 100 kilos, despite the fact that he's only 1.75 meters tall. Mm. I'll leave the health nuts amongst us to calculate his BMI. Nonetheless, I can tell you it's not going to be good. So the thing is that we know he's got multiple health problems, and whenever something like this crops up, it will lead to huge speculation and question marks as to whether he will survive and what his future survival prospects are.
So what does this mean for the Korean Peninsula? Much revered he is.
Well, the thing is, what it will hold for the Korean Peninsula, if you ask me for my frank opinion, I say that as leader of North Korea, he is going to have the absolute best in healthcare and immediate medical attention given to him. So I know that all of the Singapore Pools outlets are closed currently, but if I'm a betting man, I would give an even odds to his survival, that we'll see him again in a couple of months, and that he may well make, if not a full recovery, at least three quarters of a recovery or whatever it is, enough to function as a leader in any case. So I wouldn't put too much stock into reports that he may not survive. However, if I'm going to cover my analysis, what would happen if he doesn't survive is that at this young stage in his life, he doesn't really have a pointed successor. So what's going to happen is there's going to be a big question mark in the mouth as to who's going to succeed him if he doesn't make it. So what we have currently is that he doesn't have any other male member of the Kim family who can stand in for him. And you've got to bear in mind that the North is a patriarchal or not a matriarchal society.
So we shouldn't put anything into his sister coming forward or being seen a lot more often these days.
Well, his sister, if at all, if anything should happen, his sister doesn't make a good figurehead. But I seriously doubt that the North Korea is willing to accept his sister as his official successor.
Right.
Be that as it may, what some analysts have been saying out there is that most probably you're going to have to look at the Politburo. And currently there are three very, very prominent members of the Politburo Standing Committee. Two of them are very old, and there's only one of them who's potentially fit to helm the regime in the event of Kim Jong-un's demise.
Is he related to the Kims? If he is,
not
he's
at
in.
All. No, he's not. Oh, he's not.
Then there's an issue.
The gentleman's name is Cho Ryong-hae, and he's most being is that he's the youngest of the three members of the standing committee, and by young, I mean something along the age of 50 to 60 years old. He's the one who's most viable as a leadership replacement candidate.
Hmm. So it's not the first time Kim's failed to appear in public, though, which has triggered speculation before. But we're pretty sure he is of poor health. Could there be other reasons behind his limited public appearances?
The thing is that North Korea is effectively a news black hole. For good reason, the regime keeps its cards very close to its chest and does not want the world to be able to gather intelligence on what goes on in North Korea. It's the $55,000 question as to why any particular leader is absent, whether any particular leader has been purged, or whether any new policies are going to be introduced. So to be honest with you, one can't say much. But the last time he was absent was in 2014. And it was because of a cyst removed from his ankle, and that put him out of commission for several weeks or even several months. So if he's not present in any major event,
for sure eyebrows will be raised.
Oh, yes, for definitely. Sure, yeah. For definitely.
What part do you think, though, the current situation plays in all of this, if at all?
To be honest with you, I don't think that he has been affected by COVID-19. Whatever the case may be, COVID-19 would be quite a minor inconvenience for him compared to vascular surgery. Mm. For a man his age, to be able to survive COVID-19 is quite a certainty. If his health is really as poor as a lot of people say, then requiring vascular surgeries, that would be a far more serious threat than the coronavirus. Besides, as the leader, as the apex leader of North Korea, I'm pretty sure he's well shielded from the coronavirus.
And would have access to great medical care, obviously.
Obviously, yes. Mm.
Dr. Na Liang Tuong, who's a research fellow at Rajaratnam School of International Studies at NTU. Thanks, Doc, for helping us out today, and stay safe.
No problem, you're welcome.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.